Vayter in Shas, Mirin Daf, Chaf Al, picking it up on Chaf and Beis by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up. Amar Mar, second word in a line. Tsar Shei Laila V'Yom Min HaChodesh, right? We said that has to be that the night and the day have to be part of the same month. You can't have flipping half, you can't flip between the two, half of it one, half the other. Minolan, where do we know this from? We're going to see two different psukim, and we'll see an afkamina. Rav Yochanan Amar, me'erev ad erev. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur, they have to be stopping from night until night, evening till evening. Rashi, the pasuk says, Shabbat Shabbason hu lachem v'inisim esavshu seichem etisha lachodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tish b'su shabbatchem. So we see that it starts from erev and it goes until erev. Rish Lakish Amar Shakush says, ad yom ha'echad esim lachodesh ba'erev is a different pasuk talking about Pesach. Pasuk says, barishon ba'arba asar yom lachodesh ba'erev on the barishon, the month of Nisan. On the 14th of the month, ba'erv in the evening, tochul matzos in matzos. Ad yom ha'echad ve'esim lechodesh ba'erv, until the 21st day of the month in the evening time. Says Rashi, ad yom ha'echad ve'esim ba'erv, lamadnu yitzias ha'moed, the ending of the moed, ba'erv in the evening time. Hare shahalach ha'yom acher ha'layla, that the day goes after the night. May b'nai, what's the difference between these two different drashas? Abayom ha'mashma is darshini gemara. The difference between them is how your mashma, the different way that they learn the psukim. But there's actually no difference. Rav ha'amar chatzos layla ika b'nayu. Whether or not you see the moon, the old moon, before it's midnight. That's the difference between the two. Rav Yochanan, who learns it from Yom Kippur, which says me'erev ad erev, clearly goes from the very beginning of the night, because it says erev ad erev. And therefore, according to him, if you see the old moon during the night, even the beginning of the night of the 30th, then you can't go ahead and be miskadesh during the day of the 30th, because it can't be split. But according to the one who learns it out from the matzil shtickle, then the yom does not go after the day. After the beginning of the night. Since it's talking about eating matzah, and we know that the eating of the matzah goes from where? From chatzos of the first night until the 21st, it's just a reshus. There's no chiev to do it. I'm just reading from Rashi, Abovach lo yochel chametz, which is not out of chametz, like we learned at the end of Arve Pesachim. Now, chatzos laila rishon is cholik mehem, v'dim shechad ha-pesach ha-nishchat bar basar. So from the beginning of Pesach until Chatzos, we have that matzah is eating with the carbon Pesach as a chova. And therefore, according to him, even if you saw in the beginning of the night, then ma'aymin l'machar, we would do the shtickle where we like pressure them, the edim lomer, to say, yeah, we saw it, if we need to be mekadesh b'yom shloshim laharchik Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So we could go ahead and make a split on that shtickel, even if they saw it in the nighttime, like we mentioned yesterday. Okay, so that would be the difference between the two of them. Now, I'm Rabbi Zeir, I'm Rabbi Nachman. Let's say we're dealing with the people that are far away from where Beis Din is going ahead, and you know they're not living in Eretz Yisrael, or they're not living, let's say, I'm sorry, not by Beis Din. So they're not sure. Did they go ahead and did they Mekadesh the Chodesh, did not Mekadesh the Chodesh? We have two options. Either it's a 29-day month and the 30th day is the next month, or it's a 30-day month and the 31st day is the next month. So what happens if we have to deal with, let's say, Pesach or Sukkot, which is the 15th day of the month? So do we count the 15th day after the 29th day? In other words, do we say the 30th day is really the first day of the next month? Or do we say the 31st is the next month? And the answer is that we say that we're going to assume that the 30th day is, that we're going to say it's a chaser, that the 30th day is really the new month. And therefore, we're going to count 15 days from there. And we're going to assume that the 31st maybe is also. But we'll never go a day early because the 29th can never be the new month. So we say, Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika L'Kamesha Dinan. Any suffix we have, we move it forward. Meaning to say, we'll do it the 15th and the 16th. L'Meimer D'Chamesha V'Shitsa Av Dinan. We'll make it the 15th and the 16th because we're not sure which day it was. Therefore, Sveika D'Yoma. And then we'll have Yodav Sheni Shogalias and our base sire love Dina, but we don't do, we'll never do it on the 14th because it can never be the 29th day. Says the Gemara, Valiv with Nami our base sire. Why don't we also make it on the 14th? Because Dilma, Chasula Av, Chasula El, maybe it ended up being that Av was also the 29th month and El was a 29th day month, and therefore it ends up being that the 29th day is of what you thought of the 29th day of El, maybe it's really already. And what we're saying now is, let's say, ends up being the 14th. Maybe it's not the 14th. Maybe really it's already the 15th, because you have to add one more day from the previous month. So maybe she's the 14th and the 15th, or maybe 14th, 15th, 16th. Beep, turn the page. Chafal from an Aleph. Trey Yarchi Chesere, Kala Islus. No, if that would be the case, that they ended up making two in a row like that, it has a voice. That is, people would know that it was Chaser. Rashi explains, because Teves is going to be, the first top Rashi, is going to be chaser man of shach, like according to the way that the moon goes. One mali, one chaser. One mali, one chaser. And if it's going to be that they did shvat also, then the stavage and shvat, two in a row like that, kfar yatsa kolof ne'a pesach. It's going to be already before Pesach, people are going to hear about this concept, because it's unusual. But tzlenu afla makom she'in shluchay basin shall need some again. It's going to get to even with places that shluchay basin don't get there. Chem b'tishrei, im chisru tamuz, So therefore, it's going to be noticed, and that we're not worried about that. So we're not going to make it the 14th. Also, Levi story time. Levi iklo the Bavel bechadasar b'tishrei. Levi went to Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei. Amar basim tafshila de Bavloi biyom Rabba de Ma'arava. Oyve, did they make a mistake? Because he said that in Bavel they were having delicious, yummy food. But even though it's Yom Kippur, Rashi says, "Achal lechem lemaadonim biyom kippurim shebeiritz Yisrael." Shari based in Ibru etzachodesh, v'hoyu misanim. What happened was, is they thought that okay, El is going to be a 29-day month, and since they said it was a 29-day month, then on the 30th day they say it's the first day of Tishrei, and then 10 days later Yom Kippur. But really, it wasn't the 30th day; was not the first day. It was the 30th day. It was a male. They were ma'aber the month, and therefore what they thought was day one is really day 30 of the previous month, and therefore they fasted one day before Yom Kippur. And when it was really Yom Kippur, they thought it was really the 11th. So he says that what happened was, is basim tavshila de bavloi biyom rabba de marava, on the great day in the west, meaning the Babylonians were eating this sweet, delicious food, amrla asid, so they said back to him, oh yeah, why don't you go ahead and testify that what you're saying is true. Rashi says, we're going to stop eating right now. You're going to testify that it's true, that you know that this is accurate. Amrlahu lo shamati mipi Beis Din mekudesh. I didn't hear from Beis Din that I wasn't the one who heard it, Dafka, that they said Mekudosh. As Rashi points out, you have to be there to actually hear them say it in Beis Din, to actually testify such a thing. And he said, I wasn't there to hear it, so I can't go ahead and actually testify for you. Another idea. Machus of Yochanan. Yochanan came along and he announced and he screamed out and he said the following idea. Kol heicha d'matu shluchei Nisan v'lo matu shluchei Tishrei le'avet shrei yome gezer Nisan atu Tishrei. We know that they would send out on Nisan and they would send out in Tishrei in order to know the holidays of when to go and keep the proper holidays. But you're able to get further in Nisan than you were to be able to get in Tishrei, because on Tishrei, because you can't travel in Shabbat, you can't travel in Tishrei on Yom Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So you can get to further places in Nisan. Even though that's the case, still they said that wherever you weren't able to get, even though you can get to a certain location on Tishrei, on Nisan, you wouldn't be able to get there in Tishrei. Therefore, we behave like it's Tishrei for both of them. So therefore, you should keep 2 days out of, so that you don't come to make a mistake by Sukkot time. Gezerah Nisan atu Tishrei. As a gezerah, one out to the next. And now we have a story time to bring up this idea of Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagre, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Iklu Lahu Aser. They came to a town. It's a place where they were able to get to. It's a little bit further out. They can get to Nisan, but not in Tishrei. V'avdi Chad Yoma, they only did 1 day. Only did 1 day of Pesach. But they didn't say anything. Sham Rabbi Yochanan ve'ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, and he was makbid on it. He wasn't happy they did this. Amalehu, he said to them, "Lav amalechu heichad damatu shluchi nisan v'lo matu shluchi tishrei le'av a trei yomei gezer nisan atu tishrei." Didn't you know this idea that we should go and should be careful and should keep 2 days? So what's going on here that you didn't say anything? Another story time point. Rava have a regular to have a yosef b'tainisa trei yomei. Rava used to go ahead and he would fast for 2 days. Rashi says that the nights also, because he was worried that maybe Beis Din were mekadesh the chodesh. V'yom echadasar shalanu asir shalan. Really, the 11th of us is the 10th. Even though normally we know it's a 29-day Elul, but he was worried maybe that it was a 30-day, and therefore he did 2 days. Because zimna chada ishtakach kavasei. And one time, it turned out to be exactly like he feared. So it was good that he was careful to do such a thing. Another story time. Rav Nachman Yosef Tanisa Kuli Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman, we'd go ahead and you would fast the entire day of Yom Kippur. L'orta, that night after Yom Kippur, also who gavra, you know, he didn't get to eat any food, and a guy came, and he's Amalei, this guy said to Rav Nachman, and he said, L'mocha Yom Rabba Marav, he says, tomorrow is a great day in Marav in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's Yom Kippur. Amalei Mehechatz, tell me where you're from. Amalei Midamaharia, I'm from a place called the Maharia. Amalei Damtea Chariso, he said, blood is going to be the end. Meaning, what he's saying is, Rashi says, that Harini Mace, this is the first wide line, now the second wide line, Damte Chariso, Harini Mace al Yodcha, I'm going to die because of you, because what you did, Shetaski Gdein Lassan, was Beis Yabim Beis Lass, I have to fast 2 days and two nights. Damte Achariso is no Trikan Shel Demaharia. That means the blood is going to be the end. Kari Ole, Kalim Hayu Rotfenu. Those that are chasing after us, Colin were very quick. In other words, he was upset that he didn't get to eat anything. Now he has to go out and fast 2 days. Okay, now we know that Pesach has to fall out in the springtime, Chodesh Aviv. So the Gemara now says, what happens the following? Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin the Rava. Kad chazes the mashcha tkufas teves ad shitzar benisan. If you see the teves, which is the winter months, you know, the different spring, different seasons of the year. We have winter, then spring, then summer, then fall. So you have winter, spring, summer, fall. All you got to do is call. So if you have winter, is going to go into the 16th of, if you find out that it's going to the 16th of Nisan, which is already Pesach, Pesach started already, then you have a problem. You need it to be that, no, now we don't have that Pesach is in the springtime. We want it to start in the spring. So what you do is add another month in. Aberlohu Shaila Yishaita, add another month in order to make it an Iber year so it's going to end up pushing it off. She says, "Ki acherim de islu hasfar ber kamet Sanhedrin," like that man da'amer over there. Velo toshecho, and don't worry about the fact that you're going with a minority opinion over here. D'chsev shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, because the pasuk says you have to be careful to make sure that the Pesach is coming out in the springtime. V'shemor aviv shel tkufa, you have to guard the aviv of tkufa, the seasons shebe chodesh Nisan that's ending up being. That Pesach is the Nisan time is going to end up being in the spring. And now for people out in the ocean. Amalu Rav Nachman Hanu Nachosayama. He said to the people that are chilling out in the sea, he said that, Atun de lo yadisu b'kivias adiarcha. You guys don't know when the months are. You can't tell what's going on because you're out in the ocean. So, kichazisu sierra damashlamioma. When you see that the moon is finishing by the daytime, meaning literally as the sun is rising, then bayiru chamira, go ahead and burn your chametz. Rashi says, shayarech mashlim me'oro im ha'netzachama. It's the very last Rashi. When it's finishing off with the netzachama, she'eno machshich ad shasricha. So then go ahead and start burning your chametz. Amos mashlim. So what does that happen? B'chamesar. Frak the Gemara. What? That's on the 15th. We have to go and get rid of it on the 14th. How could you say they could do it on the 15th when it's already Pesach? No, for them out in the ocean, who they're not blocked by any land or any mountains or anything, they see everything clearly. They already see it starting from the day before. Therefore, that's going to be on the 14th of the month, and that's when they go and burn their hametz. Beep, turn the page. Next Mishnah, Chaf Alpha Mabez. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal is a Shabbos. There are 2 months that we are Mechal Shabbos. Rashi says, Eidim Shor is a Chodosh. If they go and they see the months, they see the English. Those who see the moon, they want to come to Beis Din and tell them that they saw the moon to Mekadosh Chodesh. They can go ahead and it's 2 months of the year of Mechal Shabbos. Which months are they? Al Nisan Ve'al Tishrei. The months of Nisan and Tishrei. Shaban Shluchin Yotzin L'Suria, because those are the days that they're going to send out messengers all the way to Syria. Rashi points out that the second line, the Beis Din sent to Syria to tell the Gola, the people that are outside in the exile, and the diaspora, the day of the Kavias, therefore it's Chashev to tell them. Now, Min HaTorah Midah Raisa Yomachal every month, Ba Midah Rabbanan Asru. Why? L'fi She'ein Tikan Amodos Talibahen, because there's no holidays that are done in those months. V'lo Ichpas L'malan U'lechasran Al Pi Edim. These are the only 2 that we really care to make sure that we get it right. Hamidim al din Torah, so they kept it in the Torah law. Shekol amodus tluyim behem, because all the holidays are dependent upon them. Ubehem etakin samodus, and those days are going to misakin the modus, the holidays, meaning those in Nisan and Tishrei, Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, Pesach during Nisan and Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. Ukushay Beis Hamikdash Kayim. When the times of Beis Hamikdash, Mechal on Afal Kulan, Mechal on each one of them. Why? Because we have more things to be doing over there. Mipnei Takanas Hakarban. Takanas Karban. She says she was Chodesh. She Yaakov is Mano. We have the carbon that we bring in the Chodesh. It's to be done in the proper time, and therefore we do it for all the months. Only we don't have Beis Hamikdash, then we do it only for Nisan and Tishrei. Frek the Gemara, really, is that true? Shnei Chadashim Vesulo, he's telling him it's only 2 months a year you do it and not others, says the Gemara, Rashi to the side. Vesulo, Nafke, Shluche, we don't send out other Shluchim, other messengers. Ela, Hani, the Gatani, Shabahem, Shluchim, Yotzim, Masuria, those only time. What you talking about? But don't we know? Raminu, we saw Gemara earlier, Daf Yuches, that we had in the Mishnah, it says, Al Shisha Chadashim, Hashluchim Yotzim, and 6 months the Shluchim go out. The Beis and Shluchim Beis didn't get sent out. Amar Abaye, you're right. Hachikamer, this is what it means to say. Taka, we would do it in all, there would be six that would be sent out. But of the four out of the six, they would even leave before they would hear the words Mekudesh from Beis Din. But two of them, they had to make sure that they would wait to hear actually Mekudesh. The Beis Din would only Mekadesh the Chodesh during the daytime. So they would wait until they actually said the words Mekudesh to be sent out. And that's Nisan Tishrei, because they had to actually be absolutely certain. So Amar Abaye Hachikamer, Al Kulon Shulchan Yotzim Yibarev. Al Nisan Al Tishrei, but Nisan Tishrei, Achi Yishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh until they hear Mekudesh. Rashi explains that for the other months of the year, either it was very, very clear that there was a moon, just the witnesses didn't yet come, and they know they're going to be Mekadesh it the next day, or we're dealing with it's already going to be moving into the 31st, so for sure they're going to be Mekadesh it, they would go out. But it was Nisan and Tishrei, they made till they actually heard the words Mekudesh, so they actually go out, and that had to be during the day, and that was those 2 months that it's referencing. Tanya Amiachi, Akul and Yotzi Bibar, of all of them, you go out in the evening time, on Nisan and Tishrei, Achishun, Pi Bezdin, Mekudesh, the only way they can only go until they hear Bezdin say Mekudesh. Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shem. How do we know that we even Mechal Shabbos to go ahead and be involved with bringing this Eidus? Talmud Lomar, Eile Mode Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam Bim Mo Adam. These are what I'm done in their time. Yachol Kishem Shemechalan Adchi Yiskadoshu Yiskachu Kach Mechalan Adchi Yiskayimu. You would think, just like we're allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos in order to go ahead and get it actually Mekudosht, that therefore the messenger, there are some Mechal to be Mekayim these in the proper times. Tamaloma Asher Tikru Osam, that is set up and called out to be. Al kriyosam ata mechal, you're mechalel in order to make sure that it says mekudesh. V'yata mechal al kiyumam, but you're not mechal in order to go ahead and to keep it. So you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos when the messenger is sent out to tell people, but you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos if you are one that's going to come to tell Beis Din that you saw the moon. Usually that involves some sort of tchum shtickle. You're going to leave your tchum, and that's a Shabbos issue. And when the Beis Hamikdash did it for all of them to do the carbon Rosh Chodesh, Tanu Rabbanan, Barishonai Mechal and Afal Kulam, used to be there Mechal for all of them. Not only for Nisan and Tishrei, because they had to all the carbonates of Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but unfortunately, Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chiyesh carbon, is there a carbon now that we're going to go ahead to be Mechal Shabbos? Is Kina Shaloyu Mechalin El Al Nisan Al Tishrei Bilvad? They were Mesakin only to do it during these 2 months and not the rest of them. Okie dokie, Zuck the next Mishnah. Bein Shinir Ba'alil, whether you saw the moon very clear, or Bein Shalonir Ba'alil, you didn't see it so clearly. Still, Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos. You go ahead and you're an aid, you go. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, in Nir Ba'alil, no. If you see it very clearly, that in Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because we assume that other people also saw it. Rashi is a Fishayin Sorek, there's no need. And Maisa, but what happened was, it was a story. There were more than 40 pairs of Edom that were going, but when they hit Lud, Rabbi Akiva stopped them from going. He said, hey, listen, you got so many of you going, so then Mistama, there's someone else that saw it also, and you don't have to be going to be Mechal Shabbos. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel sent them a message. You know, hey, what you doing? You're stopping them. If you stop them from coming, you're going to start a stumbling block in the future because people are not going to come, even when it's not clear, because they think that someone else is taking care of it. How do you know that Aliyah means that it's revealed? In other words, that it's clear that you could see it. Because the pasuk says, Imros Hashem Amoros, Taros Kesef Tsaruf Ba'aliyah La'aretz Mezukak Shavasayim. The words of Hashem are pure, like purified silver, clear to the world, refined sevenfold. So what do you see? Aliyah over here
actually means, as Rashi says, galoy lakol, it's revealed to all. Rav Shmuel, they come and they have a discussion. There's a machlokas continuing within that pasuk. Chad Amar one says, Chamishim shari bina nivru ba'olam, there are 50 gates of understanding that the world was created with, they were created in the world. Rashi says that Chamishim shari bina, seifa da'ikra, da'ashi Rav Shmuel, mazukak shavasayim, sheva shavios, that it's 7 times 7, it's 49, v'im chamishim chasar achas, it's 50 minus 1, that Rashi says, Nimitzu l'moshe, bottom line, Shemitzu l'moshe l'manda shechamishim nivru, shari ma'at nechsar me elokim. There was 50 levels, and one was hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. That level of understanding Hashem. Chamishim shari bina nivru ba'olam, v'kulam nitin l'moshe chasar achad, except for lacking one. Shemitzu the pasuk says, v'tichasreyu ma'at me elokim, and there was a little bit that he was lacking in an understanding of Hashem. Bikesh Kohelas Simso Divri Chayfetz. The pasuk says by Kohelas, by Shlomo Melech, that he was mevakesh, he desired, Kohelas, he sought out to find words of Chayfetz, of desire. And Bikesh Kohelas Lios Kamoshe, he wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu to get to that level of 49th level. Yotza Basko V'Amrlo, Basko came out and said, V'kosov Yosher Divrei Emes, pasuk found in Koheles, the very first part that it says that he sought the limits of Divrei Chayfetz because of Yosher Divrei Emes. So we understand that the poem pasuk says it can't be that you're going to be on the level of Moshe Ben. You know why? Because the pasuk says V'lo kam navi od b'yisrael kamoshe, there won't be a prophet like Moshe. So what do we see? He didn't get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding. V'chad Amar, the other one comes in, he says, no, b'nevim lo kam, b'malachim kam. There won't be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. There can be a Melech, a king that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, he did reach his level of understanding. El ma'am imekayim b'kish k'el simtzul divri chayfetz. That had him understand the pasuk that says that he sought after, that he wanted to do it. And limtzul divri chayfetz because of Yoshe divri ames, but it seemed to say not like that. Means b'kish k'el adun dinim shabalev. Kohelas wanted to say, let me get to the dagger where I can understand that I'm dan a din with my heart. Shelo be'edim v'shelo ba'asra. I don't need to have any witnesses telling me anything. I don't need any asra, any warnings. Still, I should be able to go and judge the case with my understanding. Yotzabasko, a heavenly voice came out and said, because of Yosher Divrei Emes. In this context, what it means is, this is the words of truth are recorded properly. And what the pasuk says, al bishnayim edim, only through two witnesses can it be done. So therefore, sorry, you can't do it off your own, so to speak, understandings. It's got to be done through the actual edim himself. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.